Zuck Binders is the go-to album company for professional photographers looking for a high-quality partner. For 26 years, they've been servicing mid to high-end studios like Washington Photo and complement this with a full suite of services such as album design, image selection, photo editing, video editing, and website design. Visit them at zuckbinders.com and listen to the podcast with their founder, Mark Zucker, on episode 7 and 53.
Hi, everybody. This is Jack, and I just wanted to say welcome to February 2021, and thank you for the 6,000 downloads in less than 6 months for the Visual Wow podcast. We really appreciate the support. We appreciate the emails, the Apple Podcast reviews. We couldn't have asked for more in our short time on the air. Check out the visualwow.com website. It's been recently overhauled and revamped. Leaner, meaner, and cleaner. Sponsorship pages there as well. Sign up for classes. Sign up for portfolio reviews, and we just really wanted to say once again, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. On with today's episode.
Next up on Visual Wow.
Flexibility is the everything nowadays. You know, when you never actually meet someone and you only ever view them and you're able to still make that connection, it's kind of our new norm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow. The podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
So welcome back, Visual Wow listening audience. I am Jack Hartzman, your host here today with the incomparable MC Purnell, Washington talent, born and bred, or some facsimile thereof. Purnell, listen, it's great to have you here on the program. And there are so many exciting things happening. Let's not spend too much time dwelling on the poop that is COVID-19, other than for me to say to you, as one of the executives and the owner of the photography division at Washington Talent, that you probably have stepped up to the plate as much, if not more, than anyone else in our company, and went from kind of out of work mitzvah DJ MC into working side by side with the incomparable Jake Sherman and really truly running the back office along with our skeleton crew, Shauna, and David and Chuck and Robert, just kind of barreling away and keeping Washington Talent phones being answered and the likes. Amazing job you've been doing. Tell me about it.
It's pretty chaotic, to be honest with you. So I come from I'm an old school kind of business mentality. I'm very corporate in my mind, not on how I look or present myself. But and once again, we're not going to focus on COVID too much, but with so many different changes and the way the industry has been moving, it's been very difficult to stay on top of everything all at once. As you know yourself, Jack, you have to branch out and create these new skills in order to stay relevant in today's market. And while handling the update in COVID and the vaccines coming out and people feeling more compelled to actually host events, it's only been ramping up more and more and more. And as we ramp up, my responsibilities just seem to continue to skyrocket. So it's very difficult to try to stay on the cutting edge of marketing, keep up with sales, which is a good problem to have, and then also try to stay creative in your approach when doing an event, either virtually or in person nowadays. So it's been chaotic, to say the least, but there's worse things in the world. I could be sitting at home like I'm currently doing, but not doing anything at all.
Well, I haven't said this on the podcast for several, almost 2 months now, but you were one of the people on the inner circle, you and your lovely wife, who got to come to the Hartzman patio, where we did so many podcasts and had so many wonderful meals during the beginning of COVID. I think you were also over for Monopoly night we had on a Saturday night here around Memorial Day weekend.
You mean the night that I just continually won all night long? Is that what you're talking about?
That is exactly it. But I bring it up because, you know, back then I remember the trials and tribulations that you and the rest of your team were going through at Washington Talent, dealing with cancellations and postponements literally every 15 minutes at the office. Every phone call was another customer totally frustrated with not knowing which way is up. Yeah. Here we are, you know, 6 months later. And I don't know about you, at least I've watched on the photo side that since the word vaccine came out in the media 8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, forget about the election, but just the word vaccine started coming out. And all of a sudden the phones are ringing off the hook and everybody thinks the coast is clear and it's time to start planning parties again.
Yeah, it's the floodgates. I mean, it, I noticed it more when the 31st of December turned to the 1st of January, and then there was a one after the two in 2020. And it was the floodgates. It was like a dam just broke through. And before you know it, everyone is just like a wave of relief. And then you're right. As the new news came out about a magic shot or two shots, it was like they turned that dam and they just completely tore it down. And it's like I said, there's worse things that have happened. I mean, I see the bookings coming.